From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The inter-Korean summit that began on Friday morning with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un crossing the military demarcation line into the South has come to an end. The leaders of the Communist North and Democratic South embraced prior to announcing a joint declaration committing to denuclearization and peace. Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in planted a memorial tree, among other ceremonial events. A South Korean leader said the talks between the North and the South have been serious and frank, touching on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and a permanent peace between the two Koreas. Yonsei University Associate Professor John DeLurie says, so far, so good.
The devil is in the details. That is true. But it has to start with this kind of high-level political will. It has to start with the leaders meeting and seeing if they can identify a deal. And so far, there's very strong signals that there's some progress.
Kim is expected to meet U.S. President Donald Trump in May or June as part of an effort to continue persuading North Korea to end its nuclear program. German Chancellor Angela Merkel visits the White House today for a one-day working meeting with President Trump. The meeting follows a three-day visit to the United States by French President Emmanuel Macron. The back-to-back visits to Washington are seen as a joint effort to persuade President Trump not to abandon the Iranian nuclear deal and to grant permanent exemption of steel and uranium tariffs to EU member countries. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says there has been no decision made on any U.S. withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear agreement. This is VOA News. Newly sworn-in Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is already on his first trip as the chief U.S. diplomat, headed first to a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels and then to the Middle East. He boarded a plane just a few hours after his confirmation vote in the Senate. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more from Washington.
Former CIA Director Mike Pompeo was sworn in after a divided Senate voted to confirm President Donald Trump's nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised Pompeo, who has already met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on a secret trip. But Democratic senators express concern that Pompeo may be too close to Trump and too quick to turn to military solutions over diplomacy. After the NATO meeting, Pompeo will travel to the Middle East, where the Iran nuclear deal will likely be high on the agenda of his talks with Saudi, Israeli, and Jordanian leaders. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Accusers and supporters of popular U.S. comic and actor Bill Cosby reacted emotionally Thursday after a jury in Pennsylvania found him guilty of sexual assault. His defense team claimed that Cosby is a victim of a smear campaign, but that wasn't enough to convince the jury of his innocence. VOA Zlatica Hoke has the story.
Thursday marked the inglorious end of the once charismatic TV dad Bill Cosby, best known for his long-running Bill Cosby Show. The 80-year-old comedian was found guilty on all three counts of sexual assault, each carrying a potential 10 years in prison. A number of other women alleged Cosby gave them drugs and assaulted or molested them in their youth, but their cases were too old to go to court. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Police say at least two people have been killed and seven others wounded in an attack by Boko Haram extremists in Nigeria's northeastern city of Maiduguri. A police spokesman says the extremists attacked on Thursday near the federal high court. Two female suicide attackers were killed. Maiduguri is the birthplace of Boko Haram. The tens of thousands of tourists who flock to the Philippines island of Boracay will have to find different beaches for the next 6 months. President Rodrigo Duterte says Boracay is a cesspool and has ordered the government to clean it up. Rapid development on the island has damaged the local environment. The government's ban on tourists has some residents and business owners worried, but other locals are glad to have the beaches all to themselves. And Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, have named their newborn son Louis Arthur Charles. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.